Good evening, everyone. It is 10:31 p.m. East Coast time, Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. How's everybody doing? It's Ken Braverman Podcast. As usual, there's a quadrillion things going on today. So we're going to go hard political on this podcast. Well, political, a little emotional. It's important to go over these issues as they occur because no matter what's going on, we must all remember that we still have an installed agent of the Russian government sitting in the presidency right now. And for all you who think I'm nuts or have thought that I'm nuts, you have probably watched my podcasts and my statements come true over the last year and a half, and they're going to continue to do so. And that's why I say with confidence that we have, in some ways, an unwitting but also witting Russian agent in the presidency right now, trying to mess up everything. But we have an organized effort of rational human beings and justice that is looking to put this reign of terror to an end. But we're in an interesting spot right now. Because the guilt of Donald Trump is obvious and palpable for all. We haven't exposed everything yet. A lot of the Russian connections, the financial connections, have not been disclosed yet. But it's coming out piecemeal, slowly, drip, drip, drip. And what's becoming more obvious is that the infiltration of the Russian government, Vladimir Putin, nefarious actors, international actors, into the administration, into the U.S. political system, that impact is broader than most of us can really fathom. There's a reason why the Republicans in the Senate cannot be counted on to vote for impeachment of the president, even in the face of overwhelming evidence. You'd say, well, you know, here we have evidence that the president, received $1 billion in lends from the Russians, and we have tape recordings of a deal between Trump administration officials and the Russian government to release sanctions and allow Putin to move his money around as a reciprocal act for, you know, him loaning Trump money, giving Trump a building in Moscow or whatever he wants. Even if you have that kind of damning evidence, which it looks like exists, there's still a group of people who don't want to listen. Then there's a group of people who are fraudulent in their nature and are nefarious actors. So that's your Russian trolls or your international trolls or your Eric Prince trolls, your Mercer family trolls, your Carl Icahn trolls. These are people that are paid by wealthy individuals to promote propaganda and falsehoods to try to save their point of view, to save them from being imprisoned. There are different groups of people that are fighting against the truth. And they seem to have a stranglehold over the Republicans in Congress, both the House and the Senate. However, the Senate is the only place where Republicans have a majority at this point. And so you have to ask yourself, well, what's going on with people like Mitch McConnell? What's going on with these Republican senators that in the face of overwhelming truth and dangerous activity by the current president of the United States, that they refuse to do anything that they won't go against him? And there's a reason for that. There's a rational reason for everything. My belief is that the foreign actors and the donors to the Republican Party are holding over the senators and congressmen's heads, not just the donations for the upcoming election cycle, but they are also threatening their lives. I believe they're threatening their lives and threatening their livelihood. Ken, how can you say that? Ken, how can you know? Ken, are you a crazy person? Where do you come up with all this nonsense, you conspiracy theory fool? I keep saying all these things and they keep coming true, and that's because they are the foundation is in fact in public knowledge, public information that's just out there if you search for it. If you look at what, for example, what happened with the NRA and what is happening with the NRA, they were infiltrated by the Russians. They were infiltrated by Maria Butina, the Russian spy who was arrested and has been incarcerated in solitary confinement here in Northern Virginia for the last 5 months, and who has cut a deal and is giving up some folks that she'd been working with. That just happened like in the last 2 days. She infiltrated the NRA and she moved money out of Russia into the NRA and into the political system. $30 million filtered through the NRA and went to congressional and Senate candidates. Who do you think they're going to? You think they're going to Democrats? Some, probably, but most are going to Republicans. Because the Republican Party seems to be glad-handing corruption and is willing to be bought. That's the real problem with the party. Those who consider themselves Republicans are not looking at the Republican Party of today, because the Republican Party of today does not stand for anything other than being bought by foreign governments and rich donors, and they don't support any real Americans, any hardworking Americans. They only support a exclusive few, many of which are not even Americans. That's what's happened to the Republican Party. It's happened to the leadership. Now, at this point, where they're at is they've reached this critical mass where their activities are so obstructive and so aligned with the foreign government that really the cuffs should be strapped on Mitch McConnell right now. For him not to put the potential legislation to protect the special counsel from an unwieldy criminal president up to vote in the Senate is obstructive activity at this point. He's think about obstruction, not allowing you to do something. He won't allow a vote on trying to protect justice, because that's what it is. Why would he not do that? Why are his donors so against that? Why are the people that are supporting or threatening Mitch McConnell, why are they pushing that? Well, one thing that has occurred because of Trump's recklessness, because of his stupidity, because of his inability to understand all the different people that he affects with his lies and his acts, because of that, all of these actors who normally are much more considerate in how they moderate and mitigate their crimes and conceal their crimes, people that are usually don't slip up, a lot of these Russian agents, they're all getting exposed. They all had deals with Cohen, Michael Cohen, who is now in jail and has pled guilty and was sentenced to 3 years in prison, 36 months, maybe more. You don't know if he's going to get hit with more charges. They were all in bed with them because Trump is responsive to money and to being bought off. It's all he cares about. He doesn't have depth in his desires. His desires are all superficial and financially based and status based and image based. They don't have the depth. Now, all these folks got caught up in a reckless crime being committed at the highest level. So now everyone's being exposed. There's people like Alex Vanderswaan, some banker from like the Netherlands going to jail for lying to the FBI. There's all kinds of people going to jail. And we're kind of ready for this to wrap up, but it can't wrap up while the king criminal is still sitting in the presidency. And it looks like Pence's hands are not clean either. He was aware of a lot of this. He lies frequently if you watch him. He's backing Trump in the face of all these crimes. He's got to go as well. Something's wrong with that guy. He's just weird. He's got to go. So what do we do? Do we do President Paul Ryan? Do we wait until January? Do President Nancy Pelosi? That's a big F you to all the Republicans. You get President Nancy Pelosi. I think you all deserve it. You do. You deserve it for supporting fraud and not looking past the lies. So you're going to get President Pelosi, because it's time to arrest the president. This podcast is about arresting the president. We can get over the fact that there was a DOJ signing statement from the late 90s related to Clinton getting his man juice on some dress. We can forget about that signing statement. We can arrest the president because it's an Espionage Act and a national security issue. We cannot continue to have someone who is obviously an arm of the Russian government in our presidency. I was thinking about, how do you do this? Like, who's it going to be? Is it going to be just some faceless FBI agent who goes in and cuffs the president, takes him to a cell, reads him his rights? Is it going to be like the guy that killed bin Laden? You know, the SEAL Team 6 guy, just some random dude who we all wonder who he was after the fact? And I think that what really needs to happen is more of a Spartacus moment. Because arresting the president is kind of bigger than one man's. It's more than one man can handle. It has to be all of us. I think what the ACLU needs to do is to research whether or not a citizen has the right to arrest the president on national security grounds and defense grounds. Because if enough evidence is public for us to make more than the assumption, but the declaration that the president is an enemy of the United States due to the fact that he's acting on behalf of the Russian government due to financial concerns and just mental illness, that we can prove that this is the actions he's taking. I mean, you don't fill up all of the agencies with fraudsters. You don't put a fraudster as attorney general, a literal fraudster, Matt Whitaker, who's lied and tried to sell people a time machine. His company got fined by the FTC $25 million because he was trying to sell a time machine to people and telling them he was going to give them a global patent and then lying to them and doing nothing and then chasing them by calling them, telling them he's going to sue them if they do anything to his company. Okay, this is the man who Trump has installed in attorney general. Why would he do that? Because Putin wants to destabilize all of us, and he takes his orders from Vladimir Putin because Putin controls his business. Now, the way to end all this is to take everything away from Trump, to take the business away, to sue and find criminal charges against the business into oblivion so that they all have to file for bankruptcy again, and he'll have his seventh bankruptcy. But you also have to lock him up and his family members up, because you have to show that there are consequences for committing frickin' treason. Whether we're at war with Russia or not is a debatable issue. I think we are. We are certainly in cyber warfare, and we're in political warfare, and those are two types of warfare. Are people getting killed? Well, Jamal Khashoggi's getting killed by Saudi Arabia. That wasn't by Russia, but the two guys, the Skripals in England, got poisoned by Russia. They're just going to deny it, right? So are we at war with Russia? We're at a form of war against Russia. So in that sense, Trump, Kushner, Manafort, Roger Stone, all these guys in the administration, I mean, look at them. I mean, Mnuchin's at least had his wings cut by the rest of the Treasury Department. He doesn't seem to be acting too independently. But Ryan Zinke, this is treasonous behavior, right? You're aware of the coordination with the Russians, and you continue to fulfill their edict because you don't want to say no to Trump. You don't want to say no to the executive. You don't want to put yourself out there. Well, it's about having courage. It's about having integrity. And thank God, at least some Americans took back the House. And we don't have a complicit, fraudulent government in all branches like we've had over the past 2 years. At least there will be the beginning to some accountability. But really, really what needs to happen immediately is we need to figure out how we arrest the president. And if it means that a citizen like Ken Braverman just walks up to the White House, declares the president a danger to national security, pulls out some cuffs, and tries to cuff him under citizens' arrest laws, then by gosh darn it, that's what we do. We all get up and we don't stop until we put him in jail. He cannot continue to drive us in the direction of chaos and insanity. Justice prevails. Reason prevails. Don't worry about the people who you think are going to flip out. Don't worry about the base. Don't worry about any of those folks. They're not paying attention or they don't understand what's happened. Let them cry and whine at their kitchen tables with their family members. They're going to do nothing. You actually leave yourself more susceptible to violence and more susceptible to being cut off at the knees if you leave him in power. Would rather have him try to fight his arrest from a jail cell with lawyers that do not want to help him because they know he's guilty. Let him do that rather than allowing him to continue to sit in the position that he is in and find a new way to mess with the rest of the world every day. We've had enough. And we don't need to put up with it anymore. So maybe I'll go down to the White House tomorrow and try to arrest him. I'm sure that will not go well. But somebody should. And if it's not going to be FBI, if it's not going to be the FBI because they're too scared, or if the DOJ is too scared and they don't want to challenge that, then it needs to be one of us. It needs to be one of us. We need to legally show the case that the president needs to be detained because he is a danger to national security. And we need to do it yesterday. So, I mean, that's where we're at right now. I don't want to have to look back at everyone weeks or months from now after something terrible has happened because we didn't take action right now. We all of us who are paying attention, who have seen the information, know that this is just. So let's find a way to put a boot on that orangutan and keep him caged until we can find a president that we want and respect. And that's not Mike Pence. I'll even take Paul Ryan at this point. But we got to get Trump out of there. So let's do it. And Ken Braverman's out.